Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say? Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keith is a nice guy.
Keith's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Yes. Exactly. We don't need you. Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keith is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Pizza special because it's the only thing that tastes like pizza. It's bread, sauce, meat, cheese. What isn't that that we eat?
Singles.
But who gets up at 2 o'clock in the morning and fixes skatey?
All right, here we go. It's a Tuesday, believe it or not.
I miss the Sketty guy.
Love the Sketty guy. One of the all-time greats. Well, it is a Tuesday. That means it's time for Kiefer Madness, but it's a cup-related Kiefer Madness.
Oh.
We were just talking
topical,
about how...
Topical, Rich.
Very topical.
Well done.
Yes, Bruins and Blues, game one last night. Before the game, you had a concert, which involved a gentleman who has never seen a hockey game before. This was his first hockey game. Lil Nas X took to the stage. Here's a small sample of that. Yep. Louder. Let's go. Now, I'm convinced. Rap music. Now, I know
See,
this is country rap
country.
Hybrid. Yeah.
You can't be yelling louder and let's
no,
go.
No, just like screaming, like, sing your song. Stop telling me what to do. But that's one of those things where I feel like rap is really difficult live. Like, I've seen, like, the performances at, like, the Grammys or whatever, and sometimes it is tough. Like, either the music's too loud or something.
Do they call what Lil Nas X does hick hop?
Come on, Dale.
Dale.
Son
oh,
of
come
a,
on.
No. Dale, no.
It's not a terrible
no,
one,
no,
but
you know. No. No, they don't.
I hate all of you.
No, they don't.
Actually, Dale, you just discovered what this is now.
Yes.
That's what they're going
That's
with.
Exactly what they call it. So, who are our predictions? If there's a concert tomorrow night, we have not heard who it will be. Could be a surprise. Who would you like
Especially
to see perform?
If there isn't one.
Maybe there won't be one. Maybe it'll be an encore performance by Lil Nas X. Rossi, you're the music guy in the show. Who would make a lot of sense to be out there tomorrow?
Boston's own Nickelback.
Dale?
Boston's own Nickelback?
No, he's just he's trying to be funny.
I don't think
what he's
so.
Doing now is he's trying to be funny. He's trying to be cute. He's trying to get Nickelback over.
Honestly.
Stop it.
He got a lot
that.
Of hits.
Don't,
get the
don't try
going.
To make Nickelback happen.
Why are you the way that you are?
I got to talk to my parents about that one.
I'd say Carly Tefft.
Carly Tefft? Okay. She, of course.
Talk about trying to make somebody happen. By the way, big fan of Carly Tefft, but this station, whew.
What's your problem here?
You're selling us Nickelback and you won't help a young lady, local young lady,
to
make
so
the way?
The anthem for Bradfo v. Wiggy.
She also does the intro for their show when they're occasionally together on the weekend.
What's wrong with that?
No,
so she
good.
Works hard and now Rossi says no. She
I've never
her.
Even met her and I'm rooting for her.
Now, Shyam, who's off mic, he
Megan
wants
Megan Trainor, we could get her off the island.
Shyam wants Marshmello to do it.
Huh?
He's a DJ of some sort, I guess. I don't really know. I think Tenacious D would be a good spot for them. The D.
Get the
no?
big D?
All right. No, stop it. Stop
they,
it.
Have you ever been to one of their shows?
I would love to, but I haven't. So I'm watching the game
you
last night.
Leave the house.
So I was not. So again, I was in the house last night. I was not out at the Lil Nas X performance, so I was watching the game on NBC. So you got to assume, Dale, lots and lots of people are watching this. It's the Stanley Cup Final. You got a lot of attention here. If you're going to promote something, it's got to be pretty important, something that you want people
to
watch.
You've got a lot of people watching.
First,
especially in St. Louis, Boston, and Providence, which were the top three markets.
A ton of people are watching there. So you have a great opportunity to push something, maybe another show that's happening, an interview, whatever it might be.
Good.
Mike Tirico.
Oh, I love Mike's work.
He was quarterbacking this thing. He apparently has a one-on-one interview with Lance Armstrong.
Say what?
Lance Armstrong. He used to ride bikes.
Yeah, I know that. But he's sort of been out of the spotlight for a while.
Yeah, but it's okay, Dale, because he makes a lot of sense in this clip that they showed last night in between periods.
Well, I told you earlier about that. I don't lay down. And it was the wrong decision, but
laying down would have been giving up, going home.
Right.
I went to, I knew there were going to be knives at this fight, not just fists, I knew there'd be knives. I had knives. And then one day, people start showing up with guns. And that's when you say, do I either fly back to Plano, Texas, and do, and not know what you're going to do, or do you walk over the gun store? I walked to the gun store, so I don't want to go home.
First of all,
great analogy, Lance. Spot on.
Well, first of all, did we loan the Mutz mic from the Wiggy?
I don't know
Rob
why.
Bradford?
I mean, don't understand why
NBC
we had the worst possible.
NBC can't afford to mic an interview.
I don't understand. That may be on our end. I don't really know. But that is the
worst. What, did we tape it off Shime's iPhone or something?
Yeah, it might have been. I don't know how we got it.
I knew there were going to be knives at this fight. Not just fists. I knew there'd be knives.
Right, knives.
Not just fists.
No, I knew there'd be forget knives. Fists. These guys had a fistful of knives.
I had knives.
Yeah, okay. You had knives.
One day.
Wait, do you think knives were also cheating?
Oh, no.
So no, not so everybody
but guns,
goes in.
That's totally different.
So he's just making excuses. This is like 100 years ago was doping in a sport where all they do is dope. He ended up being the biggest fraud ever, but guess what? They're all frauds. He just happened to win a lot, so all eyes were on him. But now he's talking about he's like making an excuse, like, well, everybody else is cheating. First of all, why do I care about Lance Armstrong? I don't at all.
That's where what I was waiting to say is,
why?
Make me care.
No, I don't care.
I mean, he's gone. He's, see you later.
I would rather have an interview with Floyd Landis. Remember him?
I knew there were going to be knives at this fight.
Yeah.
Not just fists, I knew there'd be knives.
Okay.
I had knives.
He had them.
And then one day.
What happened?
People started showing up with guns.
Guns! They started showing up with guns.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's when you... what would they... They would do some crazy stuff,
is he
stuff
still
too.
Talking about riding bikes?
Didn't he also inject urine into his body so he could pass
really?
Tests?
We have to go
yes.
there. To
that's what he did.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And he describes
and
it in
Rossi
great detail.
And Rossi was worried about what was in the cup before he drinks beer out of it.
No, Lance Armstrong's the worst. But why even do this? Why even sit down with him? Like, what are people like, man, I'd love to get the untold story of Lance Armstrong.
Let's get, you know, you get Lance Armstrong.
I'd love him to make a few more excuses.
And isn't this a really poor opportunity for NBC to spotlight something coming
100%.
Up? Like, this is the big get?
You could have been like, hey, in 4 years, we got the Olympics. Tune in for that.
So, help me out here because again, I didn't see it. I was at the Garden. When does this run? What is this a?
No idea. Tomorrow, next day. When's this on?
I think it's this weekend.
Maybe this weekend.
That's when you say, do I either fly back to Plano, Texas,
or what else do you do?
Do not know what you're going to do.
Uh huh.
Or do you walk over to the gun store?
You go to the gun store.
What the hell is he talking about?
By the way, I got information from Chris Scheim, who's off mic right now.
Yeah, what's up? What's up with Scheim?
When you inject urine into yourself, it's called an oil change.
Chris would know.
He's never tested positive.
No.
This guy.
And he's injected a lot of urine into himself over the years.
Dale, we'd be remiss not to go to St. Louis
We've
here.
We've been remiss already.
Yes,
but yeah.
There's a show out of 590 The Fan in St. Louis called...
Wait a minute. There's still an AM?
Yes. Yes.
I thought we were the last one.
Even better, the name of the show is The Morning After.
Oh, well,
they, of course,
there you
are
go.
Sponsored by a specific pill.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Plan B. Starring these three.
They should have called,
that's their
themselves, they should have called themselves Plan B. That would have been better.
And Plan B with Tim, Doug, and Jim. These guys decided to, I don't know if this is an ongoing thing or not, forgive my...
Your ignorance of
ignorance?
590 the
Yeah, but they
the
just, they did a poem to recap the game.
Oh, nice.
Well, the old SS Stillman floated into Boston Harbor looking to upset some apple carts and maybe toss some of Lord Stanley's tea overboard onto the frozen pond. Before Paul Revere could even alert the townsfolk of the invaders' intentions, Schinner put one top shelf where Mama hides a peanut butter, and then Vladdy went upper corner where the toothless Hoosiers roost. But then the Minutemen took up arms and stopped the blue invasion. Old Cliffy and Mackie and Carly and Murchie all fired well-aimed musket balls into our backside and then lit lanterns to signify the successful defense of the colonist home ice. We wounded Charsey's wrist and made the rear guard bleed, but the worst thing in hockey is that dreaded two-goal lead. We lose it 4-2, but don't forget that maybe, if we can just get hot, we can win this baby.
Again, that was the morning
Holy
after pill.
God.
590
he's older than me.
What is this point? Like, first of all, you're playing the Bruins. It's not the Patriots. If you're trying to do this whole Patriots thing, like that, I don't really get it. Is that what they do after every game? I don't know. We might have to go back into the archives. Although Shyam said their website can be a little hit or miss.
That's
so it's a little hard to navigate there.
I
mean,
I got to admit, it sounded better than I expected quality-wise, considering it's an AM signal.
Much better than the Lance Armstrong interview.
I could hear this guy.
We were able to hear this guy a little bit better.
But then the Minutemen took up arms and stopped the Blue Invasion. Oh, Cliffy and...
Cliffy?
What's wrong with this
guy? Is that Connor Clifton?
That'd be Connor Clifton, I believe.
Before Paul Revere could even alert the townsfolk of the invaders' intentions, Shinner put one top shelf where Mama hides a peanut butter, and then Vladdy went upper corner where the Toothless Hoosiers roost.
Toothless Hoosiers roost.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I think he just looked for phrases that rolled off the tongue.
I don't really get it. I don't know if this is Tim, Doug, or Jim.
Is that really a poem?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's not your AABBCC, but it's, it could be a poem. I think anything's a poem.
We wounded Charzy's wrist and made the rear guard bleed, but the worst thing in hockey is that dreaded two-goal lead.
That's true.
Oh, there's
that is true. You never want to be up two.
We surrounded a line that actually rhymes, so it is now a poem.
It's a poem.
Charzy's wrist.
Charzy.
Boston Harbor looking to upset some apple carts and maybe toss some of Lord Stanley's tea overboard onto the frozen pond.
Lord Stanley, frozen pond.
It's, I guess that's the rink.
It was 87 degrees yesterday.
I know.
Oh, I guess it's the rink. What is he talking about?
I don't
know. Dude, a tea party, this guy? I don't.
Lit lanterns to signify the successful defense of the colonist home ice.
Okay.
They don't need plan B, sir, because based on that witty rhetoric, he's never going to have a plan A.
Does it? Not a problem. Not a problem for those fellows. So we'll check in with these guys after game two.
Oh, I hope there's another poem, huh?
See if they're back to more.
Oh, if we can just get hot, we can win this baby.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did they do the sound effects, too?
That's their ding.
Nice.
We left their ding in, so I don't know. Good. Anyway, there you go, Dale.
Well, we'll have another Stanley Cup-bent Kiefer Madness maybe next week, but we'll absolutely return to these guys after Wednesday's game here. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Walk to the gun stores.
Oh, Cliffy and Mackie and Carly and Murchie all fired well-aimed musket balls into our backside. Jenner put one top shelf where Mama hides a peanut butter, and then Vladdy went upper corner where the Toothless Hoosiers roost.
I knew there were going to be knives at this fight. Not just fists, I knew there'd be knives. I had knives.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.